WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the late 1950s, trumpeter and singer Louis Armstrong was usually on the road with his Dixielandish small band, the All-Stars. He recorded with that band a lot, but was occasionally coaxed into the studio to play music in a different vein. A new reissue collects recordings Armstrong made for the Verve label in 1957. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review.
When you were alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you were alone, the magic moonlight dies.
Louis Armstrong, Out of His Usual Context, August 1957. It's a little shocking, the contrast between his sandpaper voice and Russ Garcia's silky orchestra. This sort of lush treatment is usually reserved for more genteel singers. Still, Armstrong was the most influential vocalist of the 20th century. The way his phrasing inspired Bing Crosby and Billie Holiday alone ensure that. Armstrong's rough voice never tripped up his timing. Often it accented the wit behind his reading of a lyric, even when he sang a song straight, like this Ellington gem.
Someone told someone, and someone told you, but they wouldn't hurt you. Not much, since everyone spread the story with his own little personal touch. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream is over my head.
Louis Armstrong was one of those proverbial hardest-working men in show business. He cut these orchestra sides during four consecutive days at a Los Angeles studio while performing at night in Las Vegas with his All-Stars. He mostly sings here, owing to painful lip trouble. But Armstrong the trumpeter still knocked out a few heroic melody statements. This is Stormy Weather. These orchestra sessions comprise half of Pops is Tops, a four-CD compilation of Louis Armstrong's 1957 studio recordings for Verve. Hearing him sidestep and confront technical limitations and fatigue reminds me of late 50s records by his great admirer, Billie Holiday. The resemblance between them was never plainer. Here's Billie in 1958 on For Heaven's Sake.
Don't say a word. My darling, don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes.
Now Armstrong, 6 months earlier, on a different song, with that same conversational world weariness and heavy vibrato and those strangulated high notes. But he's more playful. Listen to those drawn-out S's.
Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Old girl, you're through. Sit there and count your little fingers. Unlucky little girl blue.
The second half of the anthology, Pops is Tops, pairs Louis Armstrong with the Verve label's star pianist, Oscar Peterson. Like the trumpeter, a virtuoso who knew not to flaunt it all the time. On an October session, Lewis's lip sounds more confident, and the quartet's terrific beat inspires him. Pops is Tops includes a wealth of alternate and incomplete takes, warm-ups, and rehearsal sequences that help lay bare the studio process and contain a few endearing moments. It's clear Armstrong isn't so familiar with some tunes put in front of him, but he was always a quick study. If he hadn't been, records like these wouldn't even exist.
So goodbye, dear. Amen. Years hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun. It was just one of those things.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Louis Armstrong, Pops His Tops, the Verve Studio albums.